The 34-year-old film director Adam Egoyan was born in Cairo and raised in Canada, and his first name is spelled not like Eve's boyfriend, but like the particles that make up molecules. He was actually named in honor of Egypt's first nuclear reactor. His movies, The Adjuster, Speaking Parts, Family Viewing, and Calendar, have never reached a wide audience, but his latest has been touted as a breakthrough. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Exotica.
It could be a breakthrough, people think, because it's sexy. It takes place in the netherworld of Toronto nightclubs that feature strippers and lap dancing. But for me, Exotica is a breakthrough because it's the first Adam Egoyan film that really works. Egoyan's movies have always seemed to me aggressively enigmatic, without the substance to back up the hocus-pocus. His actors are generally stiff and unappealing, and prone to long bouts of carefully lighted brooding about their inability to connect with one another. Exotica is broody and enigmatic too, but right from the beginning, Egoyan's storytelling rhythms have a new snap, and the elements he's toying with are, for once, as intriguing as he thinks they are. There's the strip club Exotica, for instance, where a beautiful young dancer named Christine has a strangely feverish relationship with one of the men she table dances for. He, it turns out, is a mysteriously overwrought tax auditor who also has a very weird relationship with a teenage babysitter. Then there's Thomas, the guy he's auditing. He's a gay pet shop owner who's running a major smuggling operation on the side. Egoyan presents all these elements as though he were doing a striptease of his own, showing a little, then covering up, giving us a view of this side and then that side. The Exotica Club is full of hidden passages and one-way mirrors, and it's run by a pregnant woman who keeps demanding that all her friends touch her bulging belly, this in contrast to her dancers, whom customers can see but never touch. The movie reaches its climax when the tortured tax auditor is thrown out of the club, while Christine is dancing for him, never to be allowed back in. So he sends Thomas, the pet shop owner, to ask Christine what's going on.
The night that guy was thrown out, you were dancing for him.
His name is Francis.
What happened?
He was a bad boy.
Well, what do you mean by that?
What do I mean?
I mean, have you danced for him before a lot?
Mm-hmm.
And has he ever been thrown out before?
No.
So what do you think happened?
He touched me. And when you're dancing for the customer, they can't touch.
That's Don McKellar as Thomas and Mia Kirshner as Christine, and you can hear that Egoyan still insists on directing his actors for maximum ominousness, not always to good effect. Still, from the movie's first few moments, his gliding camera and the cobra dance of his plot lines cast a spell. A lot of the movie's little surprises don't turn out to be all that surprising, but no matter. Exotica comes to depend less and less on tricks and more on a genuine emotional pull. By the gorgeous ending, when all the questions you thought might never be answered finally are, you feel as though you've been watching a master of the high wire make it across a canyon. In Exotica, a filmmaker who once could have been dismissed as merely arty has become, at last, a real artist.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.